There's also a category called H2. This is for temporary workers, seasonal, that are not going to be filling an ongoing need. So if you say, I'm a construction company, we can't get enough U.S. workers, we're so swamped, we're busy all the time, we want to bring in some foreign workers, that's not going to work. A good example of what might work is if you run a ski resort and in the season, in the winter, you need lift operators and ski instructors. So if you go to the ski resorts, you'll meet H2 workers from Chile and from France and Italy. Most of them have the H2 visa. Also, landscapers frequently get H2 temporary workers. The J visa. This is for exchange visitors. Usually they're found at universities and colleges. They're teaching or they're pursuing a graduate degree. One of the big problems with the J visa is it frequently has a two-year commitment that you will go back to your country for 2 years before you could qualify to change status to another one like an H1 or a green card. And even if you marry a U.S. citizen, sometimes they won't let you get a waiver of that two-year obligation. Waivers can be very problematical. And you may have to do your 2 years back in your home country. You can't go to a third country. They want to see you return your newly earned skills in the U.S. to your country once you're back and has you agreed to this before you come to the U.S. If one of you, a U.S. citizen, goes outside the U.S. and falls in love, how could you bring your fiancé to the U.S.? That would be the K visa, because that is a non-immigrant visa, even though they know the ultimate goal is to get a green card and immigrate. They would approve a temporary K-1 visa for your fiancé to come into the U.S. for up to 90 days, meet your family over here, and if you marry, then you could apply for the permanent green card. What if you're a permanent resident, you have a green card, and you fall in love abroad? Could you use a K-1? No, unfortunately, it's only for fiancés of U.S. citizens. You would have to naturalize before you could try to bring your fiancé as a fiancé. You would, or marry and bring your now spouse as a spouse for a green card instead of a temporary visa. There's no temporary non-immigrant category for the fiancé of a permanent resident. What about that L sitting there in the alphabet soup? You can see from the slide, remember, non-immigrants have to be here coming for a temporary purpose. And L1 is if you're working outside the U.S. for a company and they want to temporarily transfer you to the U.S. as an executive or manager, a key manager, that would be an L1. If you're a person of very specialized knowledge for that company, that would be an L1B. An executive or manager is an L1A, so they break it into two subcategories. But you're coming from the foreign office of a company to work in that capacity, one of those three capacities, for the U.S. office. There's our T visas under NAFTA, very important. And remember, you've heard that President Trump was negotiating with Mexico and Canada to redo NAFTA, and we were worried that they would take away the TN. It's essentially almost like an H-1. It's for professionals. Most of the time, you have to have a degree in your field and fall into one of the fields that are listed on the list of acceptable TN categories so that you can get this temporary work status called the Treaty NAFTA or TN visa category. And in the negotiations, they've decided to not touch the immigration provisions. So we'll still have that no matter what the Congress does on those recent negotiations. But as you see here, there are serious consequences if someone decides not to timely leave or they fall out of status. And we're going to talk in a little while about what some of those consequences would be. But we've covered already the undocumented, the citizens, and now the non-immigrants, the alphabet soup of temporary visas. What about immigrants for the green card? What does it take? How can you get a green card? There are really two basic ways. Your employer sponsors you, or you have a relative to sponsor you. Let's talk about the relatives first. So if you marry a U.S. citizen, then your U.S. citizen husband or wife could petition for you. If you legally got into the U.S., even if you fell out of status, you should be able to apply from within the U.S. That's called adjustment of status. If you came with no papers, you'll probably have to return, in most cases, to the U.S. consulate or an embassy back in your home country.